Everywhere I turned, they said, no, it won't happen, it's not going to happen, and forget about it. I tell you, when I met those agents and managers, their reaction was, oh, Arnold, that is so funny. Are you kidding me? You're gigantic. You're like a monster. It doesn't happen. Forget about that. And then your name, what is it, Watson Schnitzel or something like that? Seriously, wherever I go, people ask me all the time, what is the secret to success? And the long version is that I actually always had five rules. And everything that I did, I always used those five rules. And those five rules helped me to become successful in various different areas. And I believe that those rules can be applied to almost anyone and everyone. So my first rule is find your vision and follow it. You see, I think it's the most important thing that we have a very clear vision of where we go. A goal, where do we go? Because you can have the best ship in the world, but if the captain does not know where to go, that ship will drift around the world and will never end up anywhere. And this is exactly the way it is in real life. The simple truth is, if you don't have a vision, if you don't have a goal, if you don't see your future laid out in front of you, you're just floating around without a purpose. This is why so many people around the world are unhappy with their jobs. I mean, in America, 74% of the people hate their job and would like to change jobs. I always smiled when I worked, no matter how hard I worked. I always had a great time, no matter what I did. It didn't matter if it was in bodybuilding, or if it was in the movies, or if it was as governor. People ask me in the gym all the time, why are you smiling all the time? Why are you so happy? You have to lift 50 tons of weights. I tell them always, I say, I smile because I know exactly that every rep that I do, if they get one step closer to turning that vision of mine into reality and becoming that Mr. Universe. Always discover your vision and the rest will follow. My second rule is never ever think small. If you're going to accomplish anything, you have to think big. You have to go and shoot for the stars. The biggest challenge most people have is because they think small. And the reason why people think small and why they choose small little goals is because they're afraid to fail. They know that if you shoot for a big goal, then the chances of failing are very high. I say to myself, hey, I'm not worried about failing because that's part of life. You're not gonna go and win everything. And how far can you fall? Look at this, this is the ground. That's as far as I can fall. And you know something? That the only time you really consider the failure is if you fall and you don't get up. But if you get up, you never consider the failure. So I never considered myself a failure. I always considered myself a winner, even though I fell every so often. But I always got up and I always moved forward. I didn't just think about being in movies. No, I wanted to be a movie star. I wanted to have above the title billing. I wanted to become the highest paid entertainer. I basically wanted to be another John Wayne. What's wrong with that? Never think small, think big. My third rule is ignore the naysayers. I think it is natural that when you have a big vision and big dreams and you have big goals, that people are gonna say around you, I don't think it can be done. I think it's impossible. I tell you, I heard this all the time, but I want to tell you, don't ever let them stop you from dreaming and from shooting for the big goal. Just think about how many times my career would have stopped. My career would have ended if I would have listened to the naysayers. I mean, it started right away when I was 15 years old and I became a bodybuilder. Right off the top when I said, I want to be a world champion in bodybuilding, I want to be Mr. Universe. They immediately said, are you crazy? Bodybuilding is an American sport, forget about it, it's nuts. And then when I wanted to go into show business, after I won 13 world championship titles in bodybuilding, I said, I want to be like Reg Park. I want to be a Hercules, I want to get into movies. Well, I tell you, when I met those agents and managers, their reaction was, oh Arnold, that is so funny. You want to be what, a leading man? Oh, come on. I mean, look, first of all, let's start with your body. You're gigantic, you're like a monster. Are you kidding me? And then your accent, oh, it gives me the chills just listening to your German bullshit. Come on now. I mean, be serious, have you ever seen an international movie star with a German accent? It doesn't happen. Forget about that. And then your name, what is it, Watson Schnitzel or something like that? Imagine that. Everywhere I turned, they said, no, it won't happen, it's not gonna happen, and forget about it. Luckily, I did not listen. I did not listen because I knew if I worked hard enough and if I worked as hard as I did in bodybuilding, 5-6 hours a day, that I will make it, that I could prove them wrong. And I started working very hard. I started taking acting classes, English classes, even accent removal classes. All of a sudden, I got a little break. All of a sudden, I got a TV show, a little part, then another little part, and then Pumping On and Stay Hungry, and then, of course, I landed the big role of Conan the Barbarian. So finally, I got the big, big break. So as you see, everything that the naysayers said was a liability became an asset. So I just recommend to you very strongly, ignore the naysayers. The fourth rule is work your ass off. It doesn't matter in what area you're in. No pain, no gain. Work your butt off. That's what I always believe. No matter what you do, work, work, work. The bottom line is, if you don't apply that rule, all the other rules won't mean anything. When people say, I don't have time to work out, or I have worked so hard all day, I'm tired, or I cannot read another book, or I cannot improve myself, or I cannot grow as a person, or any of those things. What the hell are we talking about here? I mean, the day is 24 hours, you sleep 6 hours, so you have 18 hours left. I mean, I know there's some of you out there that say, well, wait a minute, I sleep actually 8 hours, but let's just sleep faster, okay? You didn't, I mean, let's not get bogged down with this stuff here. Just remember, you can't climb that ladder of success with your hands in your pockets. You must work your ass off. It's that simple. And my fifth and last rule is, don't just take, give something back. Now, I love the words of my father-in-law, Sergeant Shriver. He said, tear down that mirror that makes you always look at yourself, and you will be able to look beyond that mirror, and you will see the millions and millions of people that need your help. And I saw those millions and millions of people. And this is why I tried to take every opportunity that I could to give something back. I started training Special Olympians. I started after-school programs for the most vulnerable children, for inner-city children, to make them be able to say no to drugs, no to gangs, and no to violence. We don't have to just work on me. We should also work on we. To lead a truly full life, you must give back. You must leave the world a better place than you found it. I guarantee you that if you follow all of those rules, you will have many victories to celebrate. And you will leave a legacy behind that you can be proud of. So I want you to remember, have a vision, think big, ignore the naysayers, work your ass off, and give back and change the world. Because if not us, who? If not now, when? Thank you very much. Thank you.